Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. It is not good enough for a person to believe that Hashem created the world and oversees what takes place in the world. We are obligated to know, En od milevado, there is nothing other than Hashem. Everything that happens is brought about by Hashem and only Hashem. If tragedy occurs, lo alenu, and many people die as a result, there will always be ways to explain why it happened through the natural way of the world. Most recently, the building collapse in Miami, as we hear about the reports of the structural damage, which is what seems to be the natural cause of the collapse. We are to know that everything about the tragedy was brought about only by Hashem. The Rambam in the laws of Ta'aniyot, Perek Aleph, writes, there is a mitzvat aser from the Torah to cry out to Hashem during times of tragedy. And he goes on to list examples of tragedies which seemingly came about through the natural way of the world, like a famine or a plague of locusts. Then he says, if we will understand that they came about by Hashem, and we take them as a calling to us to make teshuvah and improve our ways, then the tragedies will stop. However, if people say it was not Hashem, but rather the result of a natural cause, then in his words, that is cruelty. It is ignoring Hashem instead of taking the message to heart. As far as we are concerned, we must take this tragedy as a calling from Hashem to improve our ways. Everyone knows their own shortcomings. We must proactively take upon ourselves something to improve in a concrete way. Whether it's adding more Torah, whether it's improving Ben Adam Lechaviro. As far as the people who were involved in the tragedy, who was there and who wasn't there, that was determined only by Hashem. Every person has an allotted number of years in this world until Hashem calls them back to be with Him. We don't understand what each person's mission is in this world. Only Hashem knows. He is the one who calculates how many years each person needs to do his job. A rabbi of a congregation in Florida told me two stories which he personally verified. The first was of an entire family who leased an apartment in that building. The first night they had possession of that apartment was Wednesday night, June 23rd. When they arrived that evening, the previous tenants were still there. They called the landlord, who apologized profusely, asking them if they could please just wait one more day to move in. He then paid for them to have a one-night stay at the Grand Beach Hotel. This family made a se'udat toda'ah, thanking Hashem for sparing their lives. A different family returned home after being away that evening and found that their freezer had broke and all the food in it defrosted. The smell of the spoiled meat was so putrid, they had to go stay somewhere else that night. There was another family who ran out moments before the collapse. There were also people who arrived just hours before the collapse, and they were in the building when it happened. Each one of those families was Behashkaha Peratit, with Hashem guiding each person to where he was meant to be. About 7 years ago, there was a tragedy in Hardinoff when terrorists came in and brutally murdered people praying in shul. At that time, at least a dozen stories came out about how people who were normally at that minyan just that morning didn't make it. A rabbi was relating some of those stories when a man asked him, I'm sure every day of the year there are people who miss Minyan for one reason or another. What makes you think that this time was a Hashgacha Pratit? The rabbi replied, it is true that every day of the year, different people don't end up getting to the places they planned on being in. But don't think for a moment that each and every one of those instances was not also planned out by Hashem for a reason. Just because we don't see the immediate benefits of somebody not ending up in the place he planned to be in, doesn't mean that it wasn't orchestrated by Hashem. Most of the time, we do not see why Hashem causes people to be in certain places. But we must know that we are always being guided only by Hashem and en od milevado. Have a great day.